Now, last month, the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, told Morning Ireland that rough sleepers looking for a bed in emergency accommodation in Dublin would not be turned away because they originally came from outside of the capital. This is what the Minister said to Gavin Jennings back in December.
I want to say first, and it's really important that listeners know this, that there is bed capacity. No one is being turned away from emergency accommodation.
And a local connection is not necessary, is that right?
I've instructed my own team there that it is not necessary. If people need to seek emergency accommodation, they're not being turned away.
But a new documentary from RTE Investigates, which examines rough sleeping in Dublin, found that despite the minister's statement last month, people have been refused beds in emergency accommodation because they did not have a local connection or they were registered as homeless in another county. We're joined this morning by Kieran Dineen from RTE Investigates. Kieran, what's the background to your programme?
For the past 3 months, myself, producer Janet Traynor and cameraman Matt Nocton have documented life on the street for some of the homeless community who either sleep rough or who use emergency hostel accommodation to get a bed at night. One thing you learn very quickly is rough sleeping is a complex subject. That said, one issue rough sleepers told us about from the start of the project was the fact some of them could not get access to an emergency bed in Dublin. Then in December, Minister Dara O'Brien makes that statement, so we decided to test the minister's statement to see if it was being followed through on the ground. Within 4 days, we found two people who were refused beds, despite what had been said. One of them was Joe Nolan, who's in his 50s and originally from Carlow. Joe's living rough in Dublin. We filmed him as he called a free phone number operated by the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive, and this is what happened.
My name is Joe Nolan. I'm ringing for a bed for the night.
Well, I can't book you anywhere tonight.
I'm pushing on nearly 60. I'm 59, yeah?
Hang on a minute now, excuse me. I'm fairness.
Oh, that's the problem.
I don't need a story because, you know, you can ring, you have assistance.
You don't need a story.
Ring up and start to, yeah. You have registered in Carlow, so you should interact. Now you're in Dublin, we can't do anything, unfortunately.
And it turns out, Kieran, there were beds free on that night, is that right?
Figures provided by the DRHE show there were 75 empty beds on the night Joe Nolan made that call. A second homeless man, who didn't wish to be identified, also made a similar call to the DRHE free phone number the night previous to Joe. He was told he would not get a bed because he was registered in a different county. Both these men ended up bedding down in different car parks for the night. In an interview for the documentary, Minister Dara O'Brien apologised to both men and said it should not have happened. He also said there is capacity in Dublin and he wants to see that used. When we asked the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive if it was at odds with the Minister's statement, the DRG said they look at everybody on a case-by-case basis and use their maximum discretion. They also pointed out they are not responsible for providing homeless accommodation for everybody in the country.
Kieran, RTE Investigates also carried out a survey of rough sleepers as part of the documentary. Will you take us through some of the findings?
We surveyed 80 rough sleepers and hostel users in association with Amoric Research. It was a very detailed questionnaire and ranged from reasons for becoming homeless to their opinions on emergency hostel accommodation to the impact on their mental health. And some of the findings are quite stark. For example, the survey shows how drugs impact on many rough sleepers. A lot of the time, the public perception is people end up on the street because of drugs. While that's true in some cases of those we surveyed, 48% said they were not addicted to any substances prior to being homeless. However, after becoming homeless, one in every two of those who ended up on the street fell into addiction, many of them becoming seriously addicted to serious drugs like heroin, cocaine and crack cocaine. Mike Allen of Focus Ireland spoke to us about this very issue.
It's shocking, but very often we look at people who are homeless and we see the drug addiction they have and we think that that's the cause of their homelessness. Well, in actual fact, many of the problems that the people who are homeless have are the consequences of their homelessness. The sheer misery, the sheer mental pressure of living in circumstances where you have no home and the security that should go with a home.
Okay. That's Mike Allen there of Focus Ireland. Quite a stark statistic. One in every two of those who end up in the street fall into addiction after they become homeless. Kieran, thank you so much. Kieran Dineen there of RTE Investigates and his investigation Stuck in the Rough. It will be on your television screens tonight. RTE One Television at 9:35. It's 7:44 now.